Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Today, we have another great live listener question show where we take your calls and answer those questions live and talk about all kinds of stuff. Run Disney, dessert parties, going down with young kids, how you pick your touring plan, all kinds of great stuff. So stay tuned for that. But don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count down the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. Right now, if I would have reset my app, I would have one day to go until the Dopey Challenge begins tomorrow. So you can count down for that big Disney event in your life, whether it's a Walt Disney World vacation, maybe Disney Cruise, Disneyland, whatever it is. Just drop by virtualmickey.com today and download Days to Go WDW. Don't forget, today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You've heard all about it, and we just ask that when you do your online shopping, cost you nothing extra, you get all your Prime benefits. Please click through first, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1271 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com, and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. As you may know, if you're following me on the social media, which you should be, I am down at Walt Disney World right now. It is Expo Day for all the Be Our Guest podcast lizards. Lizards are running in, landing and driving into Central Florida like crazy today. We're all headed over to Wide World of Sports, picking up some bibs. A lot of us getting a lot of t-shirts, spending too much money at the Expo. But of course, getting ready for Marathon Weekend 2018. The 5K is tomorrow on Thursday. Then we'll move through the weekend with a 10K, a half, and a full. Everybody who's running, make sure that you have a great time. We are proud of you for getting out there and putting in the work, or not as much work as maybe we needed to do, some of us. I'm guilty of that myself. But we're going to have a great weekend, so please do follow along on the social media at Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram and Twitter. And of course, right here on the Facebook page, Ricky does a great job of dropping in pictures and videos, and we'll be going live and all kinds of fun. So stand by for that. Big stuff happening this weekend. But we're getting ahead. We're recording this one obviously a little early before we head down to Walt Disney World. So today we're going to switch it up a little bit. The first listener question show of 2018 is going to be a live call-in show. So we are going to invite our listeners here as we record live on Facebook to get ahead, to give us a call right now at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395 with any questions or anything you want to talk about going on down at Walt Disney World right now. We'd really appreciate it. This is your show. We want to make this show the best it can be in 2018. And so the way we can do that is, you know, broadcast live more and take your calls live more like we used to do back in the day. So we're going to do that moving forward. So we have our first call, looks like. Let's get him in here, patch him in. All right, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Bob Collar.
Hey, Bob Collar from ResortLoop.com, Looper Nation. How you doing, Bob? Good to talk to you.
Good, buddy. I just wanted to call and wish you guys a Merry Christmas. How's things in St. Louis?
St. Louis, probably about the same as Ohio, you know, wishing I was southeast of where I'm sitting right about now. But I can't complain. You know what? We're blessed. You know exactly how it is that I think we've both had a very, very good 2017 with the podcast. Got to do more things probably than we should be able to. You know, we're very blessed. We get a lot of return from our listeners. And you guys had a great show. Lots of good stuff going on with your podcast. So we're very, very lucky.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's no greater group of people. I don't care what anybody says. There's no greater group of people than Disney people. They absolutely are. They're all good. Everybody's a good person, it seems like. At least when they're at Walt Disney World. I can't vouch for when they're hanging out at home or on the highway.
You know what, though, Bob? I think Walt Disney World, even myself, I'm very cheerful. I love going to Walt Disney World. But Disney itself can bring out the best in me, but I have to be honest, it can also bring out the worst in me some days when I get hangry and get tired. I'm telling you.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. You ready for my question?
Let's
do
it.
I have a question. Seriously, I have a serious question for you. What is that thing over your right-hand shoulder, the little brown bear-looking thing?
Oh, okay. This was one of my greatest gifts for the people watching on Facebook. And, of course, we're an audio show, so most people can't see this. I'm holding up a white elephant gift I got when I was a teacher a couple years ago. It is a reindeer that shoots balls out of the nose, but it looks like Mallory has stolen all the balls. She shot them at a friend and didn't replace them. So, yes, it's one of my great, you know, you got to have props. Now, I'm used to being audio only, but now that we've added video, I got to find stupid props to lay around. So that's what that is.
That is absolutely fantastic. Fantastic. Well, better out the nose, I suppose.
Well, you know what? I had one somewhere that came out the other end too, but I don't know where that one disappeared to. And they were like little red hots or something. It wasn't even right. So.
Oh no, that's not right at all. Not right at all. We got to get one of those that has it's like a stitch. That would be all right. Little blue stitch.
We could do that. Thanks. Yeah, we could. You know what? They say Stitch sells great in the parks. But that would put it to the test, I think.
There you go. So I take it you're running in January. You're going to be down at Walt Disney World.
Yes, doing Dopey again with my daughter and a bunch of the lizards. So and here's the thing: I haven't gone very. The furthest I've gone this training season is a half marathon. But the thing is, I'm running with two people that I think haven't gone 100 yards. So my daughter hasn't trained one lick. So I think I'm going to be okay. We're going to make it to the end. We did last year, but this year might be a struggle. Stay tuned for that this weekend coming up.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you guys are doing Dopey. That is just, that's beyond any comprehension. I can't drive that far, let alone run it.
Yeah, I heard next year they're going to change the name of it to Stupidity instead of Dopey, but you know that's actually what it is. So you're paying a bajillion dollars to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and put yourself in pain. It's stupid, but we do it.
Oh my goodness. Well, listen, I just wanted to call in and wish you a Merry Christmas. You guys, you've been an inspiration to us forever, and we love you guys over at Be Our Guest. And just thank you for everything you do. I hope 2018 is fantastic for you guys.
Same to you guys. Tell Tim the same and your families. And God bless you guys. Have a Merry Christmas. And may 2018 be the best ever over for Looper Nation. Good talking to you, Bob.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. World famous podcaster joining us right off the top of the show there. Bob Collar from the Resort Loop Podcast. One of the good guys in the podcast community. Love talking to him. So phone lines back open. When you hear somebody hang up, that's the time to call in. And we have our next caller. It's fun. You guys are doing great. Hey, who's joining us next?
Mike, this is Sean in Virginia.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for joining us. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Better than I should be. Good to have you on.
Our entire family enjoys listening to the podcast, and I had a question. We are taking a short trip over Super Bowl weekend, and we're staying at the Contemporary. Although we've stayed at other resorts, it's our first time staying at the Contemporary. We have done Chef Mickey, of course, and California Grill, but we were just wondering about some other must-dos at the resort or eating-wise, any tips that you can give us.
You know what? This is ironic because I've stayed at most of the Walt Disney World resorts, and the one of the few that I haven't is the Contemporary. And my daughter, every time we go down there, says, "I want to stay at the Contemporary." And I do too, because I like the monorail. We just happen to, you know, we stay at a lot of moderates. We'll stay at board, you know, wherever we get a group rate sometimes. Contemporary never popped up. But I will say, you know, Chef Mickey's is fun. Like you said, that's a good one. But outside, and of course, if you listen to the show and you do, Pam is a huge fan of California Grill for a signature fine dining experience up on the top of the resort there. But what I would say is don't neglect your geography there, because you could take a boat ride over to Trails Inn. You could take a boat ride over to Wilderness Lodge and go to Whispering Canyon or Artist Point or even Territory Lounge for, you know, something if you don't have an ADR. But, you know, you're right there with being on the monorail. You also have the Polynesian and the Grand Floridian. I mean, you have a lot of great dining options without ever having to get on a bus. You can get on a boat or a monorail and you're set.
Yeah, our youngest daughter, who's 13, she's always, her name's Ashlyn. She's been wanting to stay at the Contemporary for a long time. So she's finally getting her wish. The other question I had was, about the crowds. I know they vary, but how about the crowds for Super Bowl weekend coming in on a Saturday and leaving on Tuesday?
You know, I've never been there for Super Bowl weekend either because we typically go down Marathon weekend, which is, you know, usually about 3 weeks to a month before the Super Bowl. For folks that don't follow football, the Super Bowl is usually, is it the first weekend in February this year? Is that when it is?
Yeah, I think it falls on February the 5th this year. We're going down from the 3rd to the 6th.
Yeah, I don't think it has a huge impact on crowds. Actually, that's a really good time to go. Because, you know, the weekends you really got to watch in that January, February, time frame. You got to watch Marathon Weekend, which this year, obviously it's this coming weekend as the show, airs. It's going to be the weekend of like the 5th through the 8th. You also got to watch Martin Luther King Day weekend. That gets pretty crazy crowded. And then President's Day in February. But outside of that, I think you're set. So are you a big football fan? Are you looking for somewhere to watch the game or anything like that? I don't think the Redskins are going to make it.
Well, I'm not a Redskins fan. I'm from Pittsburgh. So
oh, there you go.
me and Pam would get along just fine. So my dream is to see one of our Steelers rolling down Main Street on a float on Monday.
Nice.
So.
Nice. You know
what we're shooting for.
Our good friend Jimmy, who lives down in Houston, you know, just happened to be, he planned the trip that he went on in the fall. I mean, I knew he planned it like a year ago. And how lucky was he? He's a huge Astros fan, long-suffering Astros fan when they lost 100 games a year a few years back. But he got to be there in, you know, at the Magic Kingdom as they took the World Series parade, you know, for being the champ. So God bless him. Maybe it'll happen to you too. Hey, as long as you take out the Rams, if they happen to make it that far, I'm all in. Anybody that plays the Rams, I'm all in for them. So go Steelers.
I will listen. We enjoy all the information you guys give. We love the podcast and keep up the good work.
God bless you. Have a good one. Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Thank you to the whole family for listening. I appreciate it so much. And you guys have a great trip.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Take care. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. 407-413-9395. Off to a great start there. Love these calls. Like just talking Disney about future trips. This is a lot of fun. So give us a call. When somebody drops off, that means a line does open. So give us a call again. 407-413-9395. And let us know in the chat over at facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast what you think about any of these. We'll pop them up on the screen. If you've been there for Super Bowl weekend, any advice you might have for dining at the Contemporary, let us know. All right, next caller is on the line. Hey, who's joining us next?
Hi, I'm Veronica.
Hey, Veronica, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to get through. I love the podcast. Thank you so much. I listen to you guys every day.
Yes, we love that. Where do you listen from?
New Jersey.
Nice.
Well, New York. New Jersey.
I've only been to New Jersey one time just to pass through my dad's friend pitch for the Phillies, but I think he lived in Jersey. So I think we stayed at his house one night, but I'll have to make it back.
Okay, yeah, you know, good times over here. A lot of snow, very cold, but I like it.
Wait, now I've heard that you can't pump your own gas in New Jersey. Is that true?
This is true. It's a little bit cheaper as well. So that's kind of a nice perk.
I don't know. I think our gas is pretty cheap. I bet our gas is cheaper here in the Midwest. It's pretty, we don't have much tax on gas. We have tax on everything else.
I think I pumped today. It was like $2.35.
$2.15 here. $2.15 here today. So see, you guys.
Well, we have the beach. So
that's right. That's the price you pay for living where everybody wants to be, and where I'm at, nobody wants to be. So anyway, let's talk some Disney. What are you calling in for? What you got?
Yes, steaks. So I'm going in December. My girlfriend and I, big steak people. We did Le Cellier. Mm-hmm. So we got that out of the way. We did it after drinking Around the World, so I can't say I totally remember it. But, yeah.
Anything tastes good then.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're looking for other restaurants that would have good steaks?
Yeah, what's your recommendation? We're big ribeye people, so looking for the best steaks that we can get to.
Man, I used to love they had a teriyaki steak at Kona, which you can get at lunchtime, but you can't get it during dinner anymore, and it was so good. It was I love steaks, but I don't know the difference between this and that. But it was a steak that had teriyaki sauce, some pineapple on top of a bed of rice, like white rice. Oh, it was my favorite meal at Walt Disney World when they had it. But I will say some of the highest rated steak places to go, Shula's. is another great steak place. And of course, the signature place that I think everybody's thinking of, and Scott's saying it in the chat, is Yachtsman. Now, that's a signature restaurant over at the Yacht Club, but I have never heard a person who likes steaks that regretted going there. They roll out of there. It's huge portions, and they're pretty amazing. So if you're looking for a really, really good steak, I'd say Yachtsman first, Shula second.
Awesome. We'll do. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. You guys have a happy new year up in New Jersey. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Yeah. You too. Take care.
Okay. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. All right. Oops. Let's see here. Got two mice here, and I'm using the wrong mouse for the wrong computer. Whoo. Got to be smarter than the computer, Mike. All right. 407-413-9395. Hope you're enjoying this this listener question show. Doing a little bit different here on a Wednesday, but, change hopefully is good. And we might be doing a lot more of this here in 2018 just to make the show a little different. We don't want to get stale in the new year. We want to always make this show about you, and this way you can get right to the top of the queue if you happen to be tuned in. And that's what it's all about. All right. Next caller. Hey, who's joining us today?
Hey, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Where are you calling from?
Outside of Charlotte.
Nice. All right. So how's it going down there tonight?
Pretty good. Watching the show, listening to you guys getting ready for Christmas, and to kind of keep up with the sports team, watching the recruiting. Big college football fan here. So,
Are you a Clemson fan? Maybe.
I am not a Clemson fan. I'm a Florida State fan.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
It's a rough year.
It was. You guys started off kind of like Mizzou, but we got it fixed. But you guys, you have higher expectations than we do typically year after year. So you'll get back.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so. I think with all the changes and stuff like that, it will, be good. NFL, not as big, but, love the college football, so.
Me too. I could care less about the NFL anymore. It's just with all the penalties and what's a catch, what's not a catch, and all the dancing and all that. I'm not about the scripted dances after touchdowns. Give me Saturdays over Sundays anytime.
Absolutely.
So how's it going? What are you going to talk about tonight?
Well, I was actually calling Run Disney questions, since, to kind of keep you guys are down there now. I'm trying to decide between doing another half for Food and Wine next year, or maybe stepping up and doing the marathon. And I'm not a big runner. I'm an ex-football player, former power lifter that just kind of got into running. So I do it because I like to do the Run Disney stuff. And, I did my first half last time, and one of the things I kind of regret was not meeting more of the lizards, because I was just more focused on finishing my run. So kind of getting, that was the struggle. So.
Exactly. I've been there.
But so what I'm trying, my thing is now I like to meet more lizards. So I was thinking, what do you think, you've been to both. What's the bigger event for the lizards? I know they're both pretty big, and that's kind of what I wanted to ask about.
So, personally, marathon weekend, there's nothing like it at all. As fun as, I've been to Dark Side, I've done all of, except for Princess, I've done all the Walt Disney World races, haven't done Disneyland, and of course they're on hiatus. But marathon weekend, there is just nothing like it. And it's, to me, I've heard other, like Scopa and some other people refer to it as like the granddaddy of the Walt Disney World race series, which I agree it is. It's that one a notch above everything else. But it's not that there's like elite runners there, which there are. I mean, it's still very fun, very, centered around just having a good time finishing your races, not trying to set a world record. But it seems like everybody tries to get there for marathon weekend at some point, not every year, but that's the one that everybody that does a race or two says, I want to do marathon weekend at least once. And it has the most people there. And we, as lizards, we typically have the most runners there. I had to give up either marathon weekend or Wine and Dine this past year just due to, it's getting expensive. And when you got a family of four and you're trying to get everybody in races, it's ridiculous. Right. So I had to give up Wine and Dine. I hated missing that. But I picked marathon just for the fact there's more lizards there over marathon weekend. And like you said, you have the opportunity to do more races. You could do a 10K and a half, and that's a cool combination, which you could do at Wine and Dine. But you also have the full, which even if you're not running the 26.2, I would encourage everybody, if you're even curious about it at all, stay Sunday, go out and cheer for the marathon. Just go to Epcot, watch the finish. Just people are coming in through Future World. That's what I did twice before I ever ran a marathon. I remember standing there next to Deb Wills And we were watching one year, the runners coming in, and I had no idea I'd ever run a marathon. I was like, these people are ridiculously insane. This is like stupid. Right. People running 26.2 miles. But, you know, it was like there were people crying. There were people hugging, you know, their loved ones right in front of Spaceship Earth. And like, I wanted a piece of that someday. Like, I was bit by the bug to seeing the emotions. So I would say go marathon weekend, but you know, there's always a lot of lizards nowadays. We have over 1200 runners on the team. So any of the weekends you go to, there'll be a lot of lizards, but yeah, we'd love to hang out because marathon weekend's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. And of course, if I did marathon weekend, I'm just a glutton for punishment. So of course I would do the full marathon. You'd think I'd learn my lesson by now, but I just don't know any better. So I would definitely do that. But I don't do any other races really, but the Run Disney races. I do a local 5Ks here and there, but that's what is important to me. And like I said, I really wanted to meet more of the lizards. And I think you kind of helped me push me over one way there. So that, you know, I definitely think that's going to be my goal for next year.
Don't blame me at mile 22 when you're hating life, man. No, you're a lifter. So you know how it is. You know, you put your body in uncomfortable situations, but you also know, because you're an athlete, you know that, you know, there's nothing like that feeling going down the chute at the, you know, at mile, because I hated running, and I've told the story many times on the show. I was a baseball player. I was a left-handed pitcher, 6'3" in high school, you know, could throw pretty hard, had a good curveball. So I was on the varsity team as a freshman just because they wanted left-handed pitchers that could throw, you know. So, but they told me my junior year they were going to cut me if I couldn't run 2 miles in 20 minutes by the end of tryouts. You know, we had 2 weeks and I never even got close. I hated running. I was like, I can't, you better cut me right now. Cause it ain't, you know, unless God shoots me down by lightning and gets me, you know, some kind of magical speed, I'm not making that in the next 2 weeks. I made the team, fortunately enough, they kept me. But you know, that when cause I didn't even run a marathon until I was 40. So being able to go down that chute and do something I never thought I would be able to do, That's one of those things, you know. I think you see people say on social media that when you run a full marathon, and this is true for half marathons, 10Ks, 5Ks, but the full marathon was where I was at, is that you're changed. Once you cross that finish line, your whole life has changed, the way you think about things. And, you know, you'll make it, and it'll be a milestone for you, I promise you.
Yeah. Well, when you see this former lineman cross the marathon, I'll be cursing you, but I'll also be saying, all right, I did it. So
I'll be there giving you a high five and a hug, buddy. It'll be fun. We'll do it.
Awesome. All right. Well, you guys have a great holiday and have fun at the marathon weekend this year.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. And go Seminoles. Right. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care. See you later. Bye-bye. All right, we're getting linemen to run full marathons. What else can we do here on the BR Guest Podcast? Talk about miracles. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Oh, man. And Joey Jones is in the chat. He is awesome. He says, more lizards to track on marathon weekend. I got to send a shout out to Joey Jones. He's trying to run a half marathon in all 50 states. He's over halfway there. He inspires me with every post on social media in the Lizards group or every post. Unbelievable. And he arranges this way that we can track each other at the races. That is not a small undertaking. That's a huge undertaking, but it's what a team does. And I just got to thank Joey for that. He is somebody that I am so fortunate to call a teammate, and we're all just lucky to have him there. So thanks to Joey. And we got lots headed into 2018. We're going to have a big year with the Lizards. And also, if you want to join the Lizards, like, what are you talking about the Lizards here? Because I know a lot of people are probably maybe at the gym. Maybe you had a New Year's resolution for, you know, fitness, which I think everybody does this time of year. It's probably hard to find a treadmill. Go to Be Our Guest Lizards. We're just a group of Disney fans who like encouraging each other. You know, some of us like to run. Some of us like to walk. A lot of us do the run-walk method. We run for a little bit, walk for a little bit. Some people just like to cheer. We got a lot of cheer members on the squad too. So if you just want an encouraging group of folks to help you maybe get to a 5K this spring or this summer or even this fall, join the group. You will find encouragement like nowhere else. Just go to Be Our Guest Lizards on Facebook and request to join. Mr. Mike Bankhead, our team captain, will get you squared away and you'll be on the squad and you'll be wearing the green or the yellow or whatever color it is. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Lines are now open. When somebody drops, I know a lot of people have been trying to get through. When somebody drops, that's a good time to get in because the line does open up at that point. Again, 407-413-9395. Again, this weekend, we're down at Walt Disney World when the show comes out. So do follow along. There'll be a lot of early morning posts. Also, lizards, don't forget that we're going to be posing for pictures. So just look around the where we meet up for the races. Usually we try to get to the L area for the bag check if they have it by letters. That's where we tend to congregate, and we always get a picture before the races. We want to get a big one this year. So please do. If you're down there, join us for the pictures pre-race, and then we'll head to our corrals and cheer each other on during the races. All right. So again, 407-413-9395. Give us a call with your live question or comment. And what we're going to do here is take a question and get your advice until we wait till the next call comes in. It's from listener Austin. He's in Kendallville, Indiana. And he says, hey there, Mike, I'm loving the podcast as my wife and I plan our first Disney trip with our 5-year-old and 2-year-old boys next March. Ooh, it's going to be a handful. You're going to have great memories, though. We are staying on property for an 8-day trip with 6 days in the parks and no park hopping. But one thing we're having trouble with is deciding on the itinerary is whether or not we should go to the parks on days that have extra magic hours. When a park has extra magic hours, does it make that park busier during the day and therefore a better option to go somewhere else? Or are we overthinking this and instead we should just take advantage of the extra magic hours? Thanks for all the Disney trips and ticks. Thanks for all the Disney tips and tricks. I feel like I'm Yeehaw Bob there somehow. Bricks and I don't even want to try it because I'll get bleeped. Austin again from Indiana. Whew, that was a tough one. All right, so here's what I want. Your advice here in the Facebook group. We'll put it up here on the screen. What do you think for Austin? Do you go to the park with the extra magic hours or do you tend to go a different way? What's your strategy? And give us a call and let us know what you think. This would be a good thing to talk about here on the show. 407-413-9395. How do you decide? How do you use extra magic hours to determine your touring strategy during your stay? Do you tend to take advantage of them? Do you avoid those like the plague? Give us a call, 407-413-9395. I'll give you my strategy. And again, mine has no scientific basis. I think that I have a good strategy. It seems to work out relatively well for me, but I can't say that it's the best thing. What I tend to do is look at the park that has extra magic hours in the evening the day before. So for example, if Epcot has extra magic hours the night before, I will go to that park the next morning. And this is the only reason I do this. And I don't know if this is true or not. If it's not true, let me know. Okay, we have a caller. Hang on, let's get a caller in here that I'll give you the rest of my strategy. It's my buddy Scott. We're headed up to the Mitten. What's going on, Scott?
Not much. How's it going, Mike?
It's going good. So we're getting ready to embark on another dopey. What are we getting ourselves into? I think it starts tomorrow as the show comes out.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that today, actually.
Scott, you've got that 5K. You've got that baby nailed. And I'm 10K, I'm pretty sure about. Once we get to the weekend, All bets are off for us. We'll see how it goes.
I think the half will be fine, too. The one thing I'm worried about is the 10K is if I'll wake up, because I've been known to sleep through the alarm for 10Ks before.
Because I don't know if our listeners know this, but Emily is embarking on the 10K, so she'll have you up, right?
Yeah, she probably won't be sleeping that night. But are we supposed to be doing a costume? That's kind of what I was calling about.
Oh,
like,
man.
I don't know if I... I know, I hate to bring that up with the audience right now, but...
I might just have to pull out something that Paige... When Paige ran cross country in high school, they would go and run their race, but then they would cheer for their friends. Like once they went to sectionals or regionals or state, and you know, as the rest of the team got eliminated, they tend to go to the meets and dress up as like hot dogs or bananas. I may have to just pull out one of those cheap costumes. And
there
you go. How ironic would it be if I ran as a banana? Because I'm alert. I can't even touch them. But I mean,
I know
that'd be 10K. So that wouldn't be definitely not Saturday or Sunday.
So. Is casting supposed to be like a turkey leg or something, if I recall? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, just like the rest of the Clemson Tigers. Oh, just kidding.
Oh, that's not funny. You know, by the time this airs, you know that Clemson's in the national championship game, right?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I talk about sports, I got to think about it. This show's going to come out after that game. I got to keep my mouth shut.
I know. I did like that slip you just had earlier, though. So yeah. You were singing the Sarah song by Yeehaw
Bob, right? That's it. Somebody got me. The guy from Indiana totally got me. So what do you think? What do you do? My strategy is to go to the park the next day that had extra magic hours the night before, just thinking that people have gotten their fill of that park staying out late. If, like, you're staying out late to Epcot, you're probably not going to go there the next morning. So those people, at least, I know it's not everybody, but at least those people that went to Extra Magic Hours probably aren't going back to that same park in the morning. So what do you do? Do you go to Extra Magic Hours? What's your plan usually?
I must have missed the question. Was there a question you asked or something?
Yeah,
or?
He wrote in with the question about, like, do you take advantage of Extra Magic Hours or do you avoid them? Because he's worried that if he goes, he doesn't have a park hopper. So he's worried about going to the park with Extra Magic Hours, if it'll be busy all day, if it'll be busier. Or how do you decide which park you go on which day? Do you go Extra Magic Hours or do you avoid them?
I see what you're saying, because he doesn't have a park hopper.
Yeah,
Steve,
so he's
got to
stay there.
Matter,
yeah,
cause
yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't mind going to the park with Extra Magic Hours in the morning because I'm going to hop somewhere else. That's a tricky call right there, because you're right. The park that has the Extra Magic Hours in the morning is probably, I don't know, because it should be busier, I would think. That's a tough question. I don't even know how to answer that.
You know,
I don't know what it's like to not park hop anymore.
What I've read on touring plans, and again, you know, this is just, you know, what I've read is that, you know, the park with morning Extra Magic Hours tends to be busy the entire day, busier than the other parks. And that the fact is that I think people set their schedules and they're very optimistic and they say, okay, Tuesday, Magic Kingdom has morning Extra Magic Hours. We're going to the Magic Kingdom on Tuesday. And even the fact that, because, I mean, you got to realize that I don't think the outside of the folks listening to this show, and I still struggle with this, it's really hard to get to the park on time, you know, and especially for folks that don't get, like, how long it takes to get to the Magic Kingdom. I think a lot of people think they can get up, you know, your first time visitor or somebody that doesn't know what's going on. They probably think they can leave their hotel room at 7:30 and be on Buzz Lightyear at 8 o'clock, you know, where we know if you're riding a bus, you may not even be on a bus at 8 o'clock, you know, so you're still 45 minutes from getting in the park some days. So the thing is like, I think it still does get very busy with people that want to go to Extra Magic Hours. Now they might show up an hour after or 2 hours after park opening, but that was their plan. They're not going to deviate. But, you know, I just try to go somewhere where they had them the night before. But Tony's bringing up a good point in the chat that if you have little kids, they tend to get up early anyway, and they peter out, you know, they're not going to be there for late Extra Magic Hours. So go to the one in the morning, take advantage of that, and just ride it out as long as you can. So that's not a bad idea either.
No, yeah. If I didn't have a park hopper, I probably would avoid the park that has the Extra Magic Hour, to be honest. Because what are you gaining, like an hour in the morning? I mean, you're not gaining much, I feel like.
Yeah, except Magic Kingdom maybe, though, because you can ride so many rides. You know, they have a lot of rides, but you're right. The other three parks, I'd go somewhere else. That's good advice.
So, all right. Well, yeah, I just wanted to, I was just cracking up in my office when I heard you with the guy from Indiana got you on that question. So,
Sarah.
And you had the Yeehaw Bob.
Sarah.
Yep.
Sitting on the shed house door. I'm not going there. All right, buddy. We'll see you. Well, we'll be together. The time this comes out, we'll be hanging
out. When did this come out? This is the day after Mallory's birthday?
That's right.
I can't
remember. Oh, yeah, that's right. Happy birthday to Mallory. It was yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday
7th.
To Mallory.
There you go. Shout out. She's
10 years old now.
I know. Double digits. Yeah, all right. Double. Well, hey, we'll see you. See you soon, buddy. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
All right. Yep. Have a good night.
All right. See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right. Scott from Up in the Mitten. All right. So lots of great comments here. We have Elizabeth in the Facebook Live. She is right now at the Magic Kingdom at Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party because we're recording this before we head down to Marathon Weekend. So she's having a good time. Appreciate that. And Libby says, let's see here. I'm wearing what I was supposed to wear last year because it was too cold. So that's her costume. It was cold. I looked at the pictures from last year. I forgot how cold it was at the end of the marathon. I mean, at the end, after being out there for 5 hours, I still had on my headscarf because I looked at a picture. We stopped and rode Expedition Everest and I looked like the Yeti. It was cold, and I hope it's not this cold this year. We'll see. I don't want it to be hot. Do not want it to be hot on Marathon Sunday, but I don't want it to be super cold either. It's not cool. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. We can squeeze in one or two more calls and then we will get out of here. I'm going to head to the expo And check out my 6 shirts, my 5K, 10K, half full, dopey, and goofy. Hopefully we get some good colors this year. I'm excited to see what we get. And, you know, go around and check out the merch. Not that I'll buy much, but it's more exciting to seeing everybody show up. That's like, if you haven't been to a Run Disney event or a race weekend, and once you do these a few years, it's really fun because, to me, the expo isn't as much about the merchandise and picking up your bibs and stuff like that. It's more like a family reunion because I'll hang out there and just kind of walk around and, you know, look at the vendors and the future races and all the booths that they have. But what's more exciting to me is just seeing friends that I haven't seen over the past year drop in, you know, hey, Mike, or, you know, and I see them across the way. And it's just good to see friends. It's like the gang's getting back together for a fun weekend. So I can't wait for that. That starts today. Yes. All right. We got another caller. Thanks for calling in. Hey, who's joining us tonight? Appreciate it. Who's there?
Hey, Mike, this is Marcy calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, Marcy, I couldn't tell you're from the South. You sound like you're from New York. No, just kidding. How's it going down there?
It's going really well. We don't have as warm as temperatures as we normally do, but it's going really well. Thank you.
We can't complain. I've been able to run outside all year so far. So, yeah, can't complain.
Exactly. So we are heading to Walt Disney World in February, and it's my husband and youngest daughter's first trip. I have 2 little girls. The time we go, they'll be almost 3 and 5. And I'm just wondering if the Magic Kingdom dessert party, the fireworks party, is worth it for kids that age to stake out a seat and kind of get a spot. Do you think it's worth it, or do you think we should just...
This is me, but again, this is just me. And I don't know if I'm the perfect person to answer this, but I would say no. And here's why. I don't know. I think kids that small could care less about a dessert. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could get them a Mickey bar, you know, walking through the park, and they're going to be just as happy. And as fun as the fireworks are, you know, I don't think they're going to appreciate it for the value that you're getting for the money. You know, I think they would still enjoy seeing the fireworks staking out of place maybe 45 minutes or 30 minutes ahead of time. I don't know. Just kids that young are so squirrely. I mean, they could be really fussy and you've spent all that money. It's just, you know, I know it's a great thing to do if you have the extra income and it's something that, you know, it's not a problem. But if I had my druthers and I could do this or that with the money with kids that young, I might go and, like, take a young boy maybe to do Pirates League, or, you know, buy him a, you know, like a Pirates wig or a hat, or I don't know, maybe something like that. But it's such a crapshoot when kids are that young, because you just don't know how they're going to be that night, especially at nighttime too.
No, I think that's great. I've been on the fence about this, and I think that makes perfect sense. I was kind of swaying both, you know, one way or the other, and that just kind of
solidified what I was thinking.
So, no, I really appreciate it. It's hard, you know, to know what they're going to do and what they're going to be like when we're down there. And so,
you know, the thing is, too, they're going to have a great time, but they're so out of their environment. And plus, like, they're staying up later than usual, and they're around a bajillion people, different smells, different sights, all, you know, music playing 24/7. They're on, you know, basically public transportation, maybe for the first time. I mean, it's overwhelming for me, and I'm 44. So when you're their age, you know, it's like, God bless them. You know, they're screaming because I would be screaming. I'm an adult. I'm not allowed to, but there's a lot of times I want to cry too. So I get it.
Awesome. Well, I haven't booked anything yet because I was kind of just on the fence. So I really appreciate all that y'all do. And thank you for just kind of helping me make that final decision.
But when they're older, you got to take them. That's the deal you got to make. They won't know now, but just make sure you go someday.
Yeah, that's perfect. Save it for another trip.
That's it.
And
that's
something else to look forward to in the future. Perfect.
All right. Well, hey, happy new year down in Memphis, and hope to talk to you soon. I appreciate the call.
Thank you so much. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Good call there. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I mean, am I wrong? I don't know, because I think that, see, a 6-year-old, though, Matthew saying in the chat, I think that might be bordering on the age, like 6, 7, 8. If there's somebody that would appreciate the desserts, they're expensive. I don't know. I think 2, especially in 5, that's a little young. I don't know if they'd appreciate it. I would appreciate the desserts. I got to go to a dessert party last year at a media event, and considering Disney let us go in there for, you know, a media event, and we had all these beautiful desserts, I was a kid in a candy store, but my stomach was hurting after that. I paid for it. All right, let's get in one more call. If you have one more call, and if not, we'll get out of here. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Who's going to be the last caller of the night? And we'll turn everybody loose here on your Wednesday and let everybody get back to, you know, kicking off 2018 the right way. And all the lizards that are down at Walt Disney World, we are going to be getting ready to run. So, and again, I think we said this on some of the previous shows, Ricky, Pam, if you see us down at Walt Disney World and you're listening to the show, you know, as you're getting ready to go to a park today and you're down there, please do come up and say hi to us. You know, we love meeting listeners. We want to take selfies. We want to shake hands, give hugs, and just thank you for listening to the show. Please don't hesitate. My family, they get it. They're fun. You get to meet the world famous Mallory. My Pam is very reclusive, but you get to meet her as well. Paige will be with us as well. We're going to be having a good time. She may not be with us. She might be hanging out with Hannah. I don't know. She's 21 now. She's on her own, but we'll be together at the marathon at least. So, that's going to be a good time. So again, a couple more minutes here, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. You want to give us a call, or if not, we will just kind of, you know what? We'll get to one more listener question here and see what we can do. Let's see here. We'll save these, for the next Wednesday, and, we'll just kind of wrap this one up. So we thank you so much for dropping in. We hope you enjoy these shows. We're not going to do them all the time, I don't think, but it's something I think we can add to the arsenal because I love hearing from you. Oh, we got one more call. Just in the nick of time, we're heading out to the West Coast. I know this person. Hey, Ed, how's it going? How's Seattle? Hey, good talking to you, buddy. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, too.
How you doing? We should be at the expo right about now together, I hope.
Yeah. Can't wait to get down there, that's for sure.
Hey, at least you ran 26 miles this year. I didn't. You're ready. So what's going on?
I guess we're New Year's has already passed. What have you done for New Year's?
I don't make New Year's resolutions anymore. I just try to live each year, like, to make it the best and just to improve the things in my life. I try to be a better husband, a better dad. I try to bring as much to the podcast as I can because I've always gotten so much out of it. Everybody's so good to us. I want to make sure that's why we're doing a show like this. I don't know if it's going to work taking calls all the time, but I want to give it a shot. So I don't know. I just want to make this year awesome. Try to stay in good health. Try to do the best I can with the travel agency. And, you know, I've been blessed. So just work really hard. What about you? What do you hope to get out of 2018?
I don't know. I mean, same thing here. I mean, just, you know, spend as much time with the family and maybe some more Disney races. I don't know. We'll see.
That is a good thing. I don't know. We'll see how the pocketbook looks. that'll determine that resolution. Yeah, that's one of those things. I'd run them all if I could, if I was a millionaire, but I'm not. So I just tell myself I'm lucky to get to do what I do, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Well, this will definitely be my first New Year's at Epcot, so it's gonna be interesting.
So here's the thing. Here's what you got to keep in mind. Anybody who's in Ed's boots that's going for their first New Year's at Epcot, Illuminations is worth it. You have to pay the price until Illumination starts because it is a nut house. I mean, I don't know. I'm from St. Louis. Seattle's more of a worldly city, but I'm not a person who goes to clubs or does anything, you know, like I'm old now. I don't do that stuff, but like it's like a big club in that place till Illuminations, which is fun. I'm just totally out of my element. You know, I do the best I can. So I'm not the hippest guy, but I do the best I can. I have fun. So I think you're going to like it, but it is like, you got to plan when you got to go to the bathroom because you're not going to the bathroom in 10 minutes. You got to get in a line. If you get hungry, you better have some place to scope out. I'll tell you what, don't disregard the counter service place in China because that might be the only place you can eat. That happened to me a couple of years ago. So it's fun. You'll like it.
Well, I told my wife all that. So we'll see what happens.
You'll be able to say you were there. It's fun.
So actually we're not very patient, and I know my wife's not patient, and I'm not. So we ended up making reservations for La Hacienda that night. So that way we're at least not too crowded. We at least have a spot to eat.
We did San Angel Inn last year. So there you go. That's a good call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Good call. Nothing like Mexican on New Year's Eve. I think it's a tradition.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, Ed, I appreciate you calling in, and we'll see you down there. We're probably down there together right now, but you have safe travels because we're recording a little bit earlier. And like I said, Happy New Year to you and the family.
All right. Happy New Year, too.
All right. Talk to you later, bud.
Okay.
All right. That's Ed in Seattle, and that's going to do it for today's Be Our Guest podcast. Thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed the show. Can't wait to meet everybody. Nancy, can't wait to meet you down at Walt Disney World. We're going to have a great time. Everybody who's down there, just safe travels to you and Happy New Year to you. I know we said that on Monday, but make this 2018 an awesome year. We cannot thank you enough for the support you gave us in 2017. It was incredible. The show grew by leaps and bounds. You guys let me in 2017 chase one of my dreams. I got to start working as a travel agent full time, and it's because of support by listeners like you. So I hope that continues in 2018. And I just want to say thank you. I'm looking forward to a great year, but I'm looking forward to this all together as a podcast family. This is all of us. This isn't me, Pam, Ricky. It's everybody. Like tonight, we couldn't have done it without the calls. So thank you so very much for that. Again, today's show brought to you by virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News, Disney Edition. If you got a shiny device, especially an Apple device over the holidays, you know what? You need a great free iOS app to put on that thing to keep up with all the Disney news. Grab Theme Park News Disney Edition today. It looks great on your iPhone or your iPad even, and it'll turn that Apple device into a Disney device right now. So drop by virtualmickey.com. And as you do all that online shopping, save some money at the Expo to go online shopping at Amazon and use our affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. As we move into 2018, please bookmark that. Use that when you do that online shopping because it really does help support the show. It's painless, costs you nothing extra. You'll get all of your Prime benefits, and it really does help support the show more than you know. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon as you do all of that online shopping. All right, time to get out of here and let's get on with your Wednesday. So thank you so much. Let me know what you thought of the show. And do follow on the social media on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, you guys have a great Wednesday. We're going to attempt to run 48.6 starting tomorrow morning. So join the journey on the social media and see all the lizards in the corrals and in the waiting areas. And everybody else, we'll catch you on Friday with another great Be Our Guest podcast. So until we see you again, we will see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.